Prepare to be blown away by Ben and Ralph. Darmalars begins in T-minus 4, 8, 15, 16, 23, 42. The Darmalars podcast begins now.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Darmalars. This is Ralph, and I'm all by myself in my new place, which is the main reason why the Lars hasn't been around for about a month. We just did our Comic-Con episode for the Survival Guide of 2008 last week from my house, and at the time of that recording, I did not have the internet. I did not have the internet for a full month. I'm the guy who pretty much edits and posts the episodes onto the internet, and without the internet, that's tough. Last week's show, after we were done recording, I edited all day last Thursday, took my computer to work, and plugged my computer into the work internet and uploaded it there. One of the reasons why there wasn't any phone calls at the end of that episode also is because all of the calls that you guys make go directly to the Darmalars email. So today what we're going to do is we're going to do another listener special. This is where we take all of your calls and we play them back to back as the majority of the show. Ben and Ryan aren't here right now. It's just me on one microphone talking to you. Since it's been such a long time since we've recorded an episode, and since it's been such a long time since you guys have been waiting to hear your calls, I'm going to go ahead and do something special on this listener line show, and I'm going to comment on each call and listen to them for the first time as you listen to them. So without further ado, let's get to the phone calls. Usually for the phone call segment, I pop in some nice calming electronic music. I'm going to put it in my favorite from Combustible Edison, theme from Tiki Wonder Hour. So let's get these calls rolling.
Hey Ben, hey Ralph, it's Seth.
Hey Seth.
Ralph, I'm sure that if you thought about it, you knew that the first time I was going to call was going to be after your last podcast. Ralph and I have had a disagreement about On Her Majesty's Secret Service for, I think, almost as long as we've known each other. The upshot is he likes it, I don't, and one day I think I referred to George Lazenby as George Lazensuck, and immediately Ralph turns around and looks at me and goes, "Wait, you mean George Awesomeby?" So I have given points on that one. Anyway, I also wanted to say I was listening to the other podcast where you guys were talking about A Mighty Wind, and folk music actually was important for like 3 months in the 50s, and one of the things that made A Mighty Wind so great was that at least two of the groups, the Folksmen and the larger singing group, are based off actual folk groups that were popular during that time, back in the 50s. Anyway, just want to say I enjoy the Lars podcast, and hopefully I'll see you at some point in the next couple of years or so when I can get back out to California. All right, guys. Bye.
Thanks, Seth. Seth and I have known each other for many, many years, and yes, it is George Awesome B. All right, let's go ahead and get to the next call now.
Darmalars, fuck, doing an Arrested Development podcast already. Fuck, it's Mike from Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Thank you, Mike. At least you identified yourself, and it wasn't just a completely rageful call. Last year, we did do the Carl Weathers stage fighting workshop for all you Arrested Development fans, and Ben and I are definitely thinking about doing another one, so just hold tight, and we'll get there eventually. All right, let's see what we got up next.
All right, hold on a second.
All right.
Good morning.
Hi. Am I still holding on a second?
Oh. Keep going. Okay. Faster.
What's going on?
Who are you? I hear you. Get your mother, please. Don't worry. Get your mother, please. I'll be back.
Who's your daddy and what does he do? Oh, man. We play everything. I got... That's awesome. All right. Let's see what's up next.
Hey, Lars.
Hey.
It's Charles calling from Saratoga Springs in New York.
Hey, Charles.
Listen, I was just listening to your podcast, and you guys were discussing Eternal Sunshine of Spotless Mind.
Yes.
That is a kick-ass movie. It's actually one of my favorites. But I'll get you guys' take on Be Kind, Rewind. It stars Mos Def and Jack Black. You guys were talking about Jack Black earlier and said you liked his work. Be Kind, Rewind is actually a Michelle Gundry film as well. It's very well done. It's a little bit more serious, but also very playful. It's that Michelle Gundry kind of style. I don't know if you guys have also seen The Science of Sleep, which Michelle Gundry did, very low-tech kind of film. He's very good at kind of the reconstructionist approach in terms of, like, how things that are antiquated and degrading and post-industrial have a sense of beauty to it, and that's what really kind of Be Kind, Rewind is about. But it stars Jack Black, Mos Def. I think it's a great film, but I wanted to see if you guys were willing to discuss it. So, anyway, hope you're doing well. Love your podcast, and yeah, take care, man. Stay lost.
Take care, man. Thanks. I have not seen Be Kind, Rewind. You know, for being a quote Michelle Gondry fan, I've only seen Eternal Sunshine. I haven't seen Science of Sleep. I haven't seen Human Nature, and I haven't seen Be Kind, Rewind. But I'm really interested in seeing them. I guess I don't know. I suppose I have to be in a specific mood to motivate myself. All you early listeners can remember how long it took me to get in the mood to see Children of Men, which I still haven't seen. So. Yeah, I'll definitely check out Be Kind, Rewind. It's on Blu-ray, so there shouldn't be a reason why I don't. We've mentioned this on the show before, but if you do get a chance, get your hands on the Michelle Gondry DVD with all his music videos. There's some stuff in there that's just absolutely nuts. Netflix it, stick it in your queue, or, you know, just buy it, because it'll blow your minds, and it's fun to hang out and show your friends and try to figure out how Michelle did some of the stuff he did. Thanks for the call, and let's get on to the next one.
Hey there, you sassy bastards.
Hey.
This is Sean calling out of the Lansing, Michigan area. Big fan of the show, Darmalars, and now the Jay and Jack Show. I prefer the uncut version because I like a little cussing in my life.
Oh, yeah.
Adult content. Anyway, I got some good news for Bitter Daryl and bad news for Jay. Up here in the Michigan area, in Flint, Michigan, they've actually just made it a law that the police can fine anyone with their pants hanging down past their butts and showing their ass cracks. That's a $500 fine and a misdemeanor. Isn't that awesome? I'm excited. Maybe that'll like curb some of the ghetto people in the world, at least in Flint area. Hopefully it'll spread to the rest of the civilization.
Spread like butt cheeks.
That's about it. I love your show. You guys are awesome. And I still really love you. Bye.
I don't want any butt crack spreading across the great state of Michigan. By the way, Lansing, which is a great present tense verb. I must use that on the next Mad Libs, the next time I do Mad Libs with Ben. Jay and Jack have been talking about the lowered pants and the cell phone use, and actually called Jack from my car, from my cell phone, the last day that it was still legal. So I don't know if he told that story on his podcast. I'll have to refresh my iTunes and check it out. All right, let's see what we have going next.
Where is the Lars? We need the Lars. I don't know what to stick in my queue. I don't know what to stick in my queue.
Speaking of queue, I've been watching James Bond movies, and as you heard before, Seth mentioned Honor Majesty's Secret Service. I think I mentioned that on our last show, but if you haven't had a chance to check it out, it's one of my favorite Bond movies. Also, if you guys are interested in catching up on a few Bond movies before Quantum of Solace comes out, I highly recommend, The Living Daylights, which is one of my all-time favorites. Obviously, Casino Royale is going to be a prequel to The Quantum of Solace. You can also, I think, crowd pleasers would include The Spy Who Loved Me and You Only Live Twice. Those are kind of the more fun ones. For those of you who are uninitiated to James Bond, there's always Goldfinger, which is, you know, as they say, is the Bond movie that had it all. So, there you go. There's some Bond films to stick in your queue. And when the Lars returns, whenever that may be, we'll have more suggestions for you. And hopefully those will be up on DharmaLars.net. So check out the Lars section of DharmaLars.net. All right, let's go to our next caller.
Hey, Lars.
Hey, a girl.
Karen from San Francisco.
Hey, Karen.
I am very drunk and barefoot in downtown San Francisco waiting for a bus.
Yes.
At 2 in the morning on a Saturday. It's really exciting. So I thought I'd kill some time and call you guys. Well, hiatuses, or hey, hiatus, I guess you say, suck. And yeah, can't wait for Lost to start. Somebody's talking to me from a car, and it's pretty scary, so I guess I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
Hopefully you're okay. And yes, the Dharma Lars and the Dharma Line is the best way to kill time, so... If you're bored, if you're drunk, if you're not bored, if you're busy, if you have something, anything to say, call the Dharma Line because it is definitely a great time killer. All right, let's get on to the next call. Thank you, Karen. Hopefully you're coming down to Comic-Con. If not, save up for next year. All right, see ya. All right, it looks like we have one more call to finish up the listener show, and it looks like it's 3 minutes long, so let's see. I wonder who that could be. Let's check it out.
Hey, what's up, Ralph? It's Ben. This is Dre calling out of LA-ish, I guess, or something. Just got through, you know what I'm saying, listening to the show now that I got everything up and running. Now that everything is all, ready to go, as they say. But, you know, I haven't been able to catch the last couple of weeks of movies or whatever I wanted to see. But let's not talk about what we want to see. Let's talk about what we did see.
All right.
How about that?
Go for
so,
it.
So, I did like, Ralph, you are correct. I did like The Happening only because, like, I think that, I think, first of all, yeah, me and my partner in crime, Carla, we were, laid back. We were a little buzzed and whatnot as far as, drinking goes. And, I think the movie actually would work perfectly if it was black and white.
Uh-huh.
I just, I mean, the whole thing, you were right, running from the wind. It was great, you know. So, that's that. What else? That's the Incredible Hulk was great. what was the other thing? Iron Man was great. But, I mean, you know, all that there. Comic-Con is coming up, you know what I'm saying? All right, it's probably now, about, you know, we got to do the next show. So, yeah, I was going, but, you know. So maybe next year, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, maybe next year I'll go ahead and jump over there. Kamikazes of all things. And get there and go there with the Green Millennium Club. So I guess that's all I got. Thanks for Twitter. Kind of have a life now. Twitter is just ridiculous stuff on there. But yeah, I guess that's all I got for right now. That's about it. Be safe and all that stuff there. I can't wait for the big Comic-Con shoe and the big Comic-Con shoe. All right. Here we go. All right. Eat.
All right. Dre said last year that he was going to be going this year, and, well, we saw how that turned out. I think for next year, before Comic-Con, before they start, you know, setting up the hotel reservations, or when Comic-Con tickets go on sale online, we'll do a special months before Comic-Con special, so that we can remind everybody that it's time to get your hotel room, or it's going to be time to get your hotel room, and that you'll be able to get your tickets online, because we want to see a lot of people there. It's you know, it's a blast, and it seems like every year more and more people who are listeners of the Lost Podcasts seem to be showing up in larger groups, and it's a lot of fun, guys. So if you have a chance, start saving now if you have to. Go out to Comic-Con 2009 if you're not going to be able to make it to 2008, which I am leaving for tomorrow. So actually, I have a lot of stuff to do. I have some packing yet to do, and for all those of you who are still listening who are showing up to Comic-Con this week, don't forget any cords that you need for your laptop, your cell phone, your iPhones. You're going to want to share all this stuff with everybody. So bring everything you need, including your little black book with the number for the Dharma line in it. You thought the show was over, but you forget that we have karaoke today. This is from MB, who does the spoiler reports on the Lost Initiative with Kimberly and Amy. And he's going to sing us a special song, and hopefully it'll be spoiler free. Let's check it out. Take it away, MB.
All right, Mac, I think it's time.
Oh, this cannot be good.
Thank you for that. No, it's time to do my karaoke from the Dharmalars. You remember.
So... You were not joking. You really are going to sing.
Dude, it's supposed to be fun. Come on. And I need you. You're my computer, for Christ's sake. Do your stuff.
MB, have some mercy. Your son is trying to sleep over there.
The deuce will be fine. The deuce knows how to have fun, unlike you, my friend.
Okay, then. I am, scared. So since I cannot get the hell out of this room, I will be partially shutting down my functions so I don't have to listen. Just nudge me later, okay?
Just do what you gotta do, man.
God help us all. 3, 2, 1.
Alright, bitches. It's your last chance to tune out. It's non-stop from here, baby. Try to channel the Michael. Somewhere back in long ago, sitting in a home, don't see, trying hard to recreate what it I've made my baby cry. So there's the deuce saying, Daddy, please stop. All right, I'm stopping. Goodbye.
Thanks, MB. That was awesome. All right, guys, I'm going to be packing it up. I'm going to be heading off to Comic-Con, so the computer's going away. Good night, everybody. Have a good one.
Hey, Mac, why did you call me here?
I brought you back, MB, because after the debacle, which you apparently refer to as your karaoke, someone needed to show you.
Show me what?
What good karaoke sounds like.
Ugh, Jesus, will you let it go? Will you just let it go? It was fun. Why are you... Wait, what are you planning to do here?
What I know the public has been wanting from me.
You gotta be kidding me.
What I always knew I should do, but was too scared.
You won't.
I'm gonna lay down some kick-ass vocal style. Biatch.
My God.
I only knew you for a while. I never saw your smile till it was time to go. Time to go away.
Time to go away.
Sometimes it's hard to recognize. Love comes as a surprise. and it's too late. It's just too late to stay. Too late to stay. We'll always eat together, out ever far it seems. We'll always eat together, together in electric dreams. Because the friendship that you gave has taught me to be brave. No matter where I go, I'll never find a better prize. Though you're miles and miles away, I see you every day. I don't have to try, I just close my eyes. I close my eyes. We'll always eat together, however far it seems. We'll always eat together, together in electric dreams. We'll always eat together, however far it seems. We'll always eat together, together in electric dreams. I love this song, but I hate the movie that it's from. It's so unrealistic. One day I'm going to make a pitch to direct the remake where the girl falls in love with the computer instead of the nerdy guy. I wanted to play the solo on this, and downloaded a VST instrument especially, but it's corrupted, so you'll just have to make do with the singing. We'll always eat together, however far it seems. We'll always eat together, together in the perfect dreams. We'll always eat together, however far it seems. We'll always eat together, together in the perfect dreams. Together in electric dreams. Together in electric dreams. Together in electric dreams. Electric dreams.
See? Now that is how it's done. That's the shizzle, dizzle.
I'm speechless. I'm truly speechless.
You know, I think you are right. Words don't really do it justice. Now, just thank the people and be.
Thank you. And bye.
And thanks Ralph and Ben and Ryan. You are totally the shizzle. Keep on kicking ass and taking names. Peace out.